Speaking at the York Catholic District School Board meeting amidst jeers, teacher Dina Meyer did not falter in voicing her support of the 2LS LGBTQIA+ community. Identifying herself as a mother of a transgender individual, she presented to the Board of Trustees March 28 about creating safe spaces in schools and in support of stickers identifying safe spaces. Behind her, a tense crowd filled with contending 2S LGBTQIA+ supporters and opposition would cheer and jeer, respectively. Referring to parents who spoke out against safe space stickers February 28, she said, to the 2S LGBTQIA+ students who may be listening, I want to assure you, those voices do not speak for me and they do not speak for the majority of the parents in this community. You are loved, and you belong. The YCDSB and many in its community took a stance in support of inclusivity at the Board of Trustees meeting last night in response to a February 28 meeting at which some parents complained about new safe space stickers appearing in some classrooms. The Ontario English Catholic Teachers Association distributed the stickers to its members, and as an operational matter, the issue didn't fall under the purview of trustees. Still, some parents complained and made bigoted remarks in several delegations last month, prompting the board to apologize. At the March 28 meeting, trustees passed a resolution stating the February 28 delegations violated the core values of equity, inclusion and respect and may have contributed to students and staff feeling unsafe, and reaffirmed board commitment to the inclusion of all students and staff. With multiple delegations addressing the sticker issue on the agenda, both 2S LGBTQIA+ supporters and opposition packed the meeting chambers, requiring an overflow room. Security and York Regional Police were on site to oversee the proceedings. Delegations were pre-vetted, and board chairperson Frank Alexander said being disrespectful would see a delegation terminated. Cinzia DeFrancesco spoke about the need to foster positive relationships and rebuild trust. However, the teacher also expressed her doubts about the stickers, adding many teachers do not fully understand their meaning or were unprepared to have something like that on their doors. At the meeting last month, she said, "What I saw was great unrest and division. From this, we cannot move forward effectively. We need to build the necessary infrastructure to support inclusion in our schools. This is not done through the sudden and overnight distribution of stickers." She suggested inclusion should be fostered through more field trips, keeping parents involved in school decision-making, and being mindful of supporting initiatives that may actually cause more division. Meyer and other teachers said they hope to see YCDSB take more steps toward fostering 2S LGBTQIA+ inclusion and see no issue with such stickers. She spoke to kids like her son who are not feeling safe. She received jeers from some, particularly when she brought up the issue of individuals using washrooms of their identified gender. These students are often afraid to attend a school or have had to transfer to other schools because of the incessant bullying, she said. I submit to you that it is precisely because we are Catholic that we must do better. Merrick Baichi, a special education teacher listed with the York Region District School Board, also presented with recommendations that the Progress Pride flag be flown at all school sites during Pride Month, use the 2S LGBTQIA+ terminology when celebrating Pride, and to have all schools hold a 2S LGBTQIA+ affirming mass annually each June starting this year. These masses are happening in our Catholic churches, and they should be happening in our Catholic schools, Baichi said. Director of Education Dominic Scullia, who has oversight over the use of the stickers, stressed that the only curriculum teaching sexuality in schools has not changed. But he said that with 2S LGBTQIA+ experiencing higher rates of mental health issues and that many trans youth have seriously considered suicide, action is needed. For Catholics who believe that every life is sacred, those numbers are unacceptable, he said. I will continue to provide all our students with a safe, learning environment that nurtures their whole person. A parent, who provided a first name only, Patty, said she teaches her kids to love everybody, but schools don't get the right to talk to my kids and confuse them regarding sexuality. I'm actually quite disappointed, she said. Just leave my kids alone. York Catholic Teachers Association President Michael Totten said he thinks the board is moving in the right direction in acknowledging the 2SLGBTQIA+ community. Our board certainly has recognized there's some healing that needs to be done, he said. I do feel optimistic they're going to find that path forward now. Alexander said the board will no longer accept any delegations on the topic, having done so in two meetings already.